The Internal Revenue Service estimates that billions of dollars in tips go unreported each year. In Nevada, where a quarter of the population works in the service industry, the IRS has been experimenting with better ways to get more tips reported. Kai Plaskin reports from member station KNPR in Las Vegas.
The IRS doesn't have the resources to go after every waitress, taxi driver, or bellhop it suspects underreports tip income. So it's come up with a number of innovative strategies, starting with education like this video. It features an actor playing a taxi driver.
I heard from some of the guys I gotta report every tip I get. Is that really so?
That is 100% correct, Sean.
Tips are wages, not gifts, the video explains. And the IRS wants all tipped employees to keep detailed daily tip records in a little IRS-issued book.
Yeah, but I get lots of tips. Are they all going to fit in that little itty-bitty book?
No problem. You got lots and lots and lots of spaces and lots of pages.
Not surprisingly, to date, most tipped employees have ignored filling out lots and lots and lots of pages, let alone report lots and lots of income. Not only that, Washington-based IRS project director Jack Ciscotti says the IRS's traditional method used around the nation for getting people to report tips is disruptive to business.
We used to spend a tremendous amount of resources out doing the audit work and doing the follow-up with collection activity and, you know, having to go seize the cars in the parking lot or whatever.
So the tax collectors have been working on new reporting methods, ones that bring the employer into the fray. But few employers have signed on outside of Nevada. On the Las Vegas Strip, the most successful P.F. Chang's in the nation signed on. It reported 1.1 million in tips last year. But when the IRS saw that didn't match up with sales, the IRS gave the employees and the employer a clear message. Report more tips or face the consequences. One employee who chose to remain anonymous says these kind of systems back service workers into a corner.
The IRS comes down on the employer to come down on you, even though the employer should have nothing to do with it. It's between what you claim on your personal income tax. That's why it's called personal income tax and not employer income tax. But they bring the employer into it to basically muscle you into doing what they want.
The IRS intends to push a different kind of tip reporting system nationwide. This one also involves both employees and employers, but requires no tip reporting from the employee. Instead, the employer and the IRS agree on a predetermined tip rate, and then employees pay taxes based on that rate. For years now, Nevada casinos have enjoyed a similar deal, but with a crucial difference. They get immunity from IRS audits regarding tips as long as they pay taxes on the negotiated tip rate. The IRS's Ciscotti thinks this kind of program may be the answer.
Clearly, this vehicle will be, I think, available to the restaurant industry and other tipping environments should they choose to use it. We're trying to, I guess, cure this thing nationwide.
Since the gaming industry here began using this system in the early 90s, the amount of money reported as tips has quadrupled to $811 million. Last week, casinos around the nation and the IRS agreed to apply this program nationwide starting in June. When casinos sign on, the IRS estimates the amount of reported tip income will at least double. For NPR News, I'm Kai Plaskon in Las Vegas.